to despair. For you, let me send down a prayer for you.
Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with, in the book of Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All of Psalm 27. Lord, thank you for the power in your word. Thank you for the grace that permeates your word. Thank you for the joy that overflows from your word. Thank you for the strength that flows into our hearts and our minds, our lives, as we read and meditate on your word and spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of life, words of eternal blessing, words of eternal fruit and grace. Father, with every passing day, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. And thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family. And thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God. In you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how much you love us. Heavenly Father, in scriptures it says that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all of our days. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you hunt us down with goodness and you hunt us down with your mercies. Heavenly Father, I ask that you'd open our eyes to see more of your love for us, that you'd open our eyes to see that you are present here listening to us and wanting to converse and spend time with us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we get to spend this time seeking your presence and seeking your face. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you'd reveal more of what we need to do to just grow more in your kingdom and to grow more in relationship with you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to continue to remind and encourage all of those that are part of our listening family that, again, August 26th is the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministries banquet, our first fundraising banquet. And we're inviting all of our listeners, please pray much for the Lord to anoint it and prosper it spiritually and financially, and continue to pray for the ongoing work of the ministry as God expands us any and all the directions he wants us to go in. So your prayers are very, very much needed. Thanks for your prayers. And again, a reminder, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start the very productive habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. Parents, if you're not having each of your children to read 3 chapters aloud to you, that's such a fruitful and blessed habit for your children and for you. Today is a good day to start that habit as well. We'd encourage you to consider doing just that. One more passage we want to invite you to be mindful of as we prepare to introduce our guests in just a few moments, but a passage that reminds us of the importance of us being well-equipped warriors for the battlefield of life that we step out onto every single day. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20 tell us, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Verses 10 to 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to be wise enough to daily put on the full armor of God. And one of the ways whereby we do that is by getting into your word early in our day, every day. We thank you for the wonderful, powerful gift called the sword of the Spirit. Help us to make the most of it every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We are very blessed and honored to have once again with us Brother Jarrett and Sister Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. Jarrett and Sandy, how are you all today?
Good morning, Pastor. Hallelujah. We are well. We are blessed and so happy to be with you this morning.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you for having us. We're so honored.
Always a blessing to have you. And I'm going to ask if you all would take time to further introduce yourselves and then tell our listeners about Here Comes Joy Ministries as well.
Yes, sir. Well, we are ministers of the gospel located in Marietta, Georgia. We have an itinerant ministry as well as an inner healing ministry. It's really the heartbeat of our ministry. We have what the Lord has given as in Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, Luke 4, 18 and 19 ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, hallelujah, to bind up the brokenhearted,
yeah,
preach good tidings to the meek, to proclaim liberty to the captives, open the prison to them that are bound up, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the real core of that is healing those who are brokenhearted. Isaiah 61 uses the Hebrew word lev, the inner self. Lord Jesus translates that and interprets that in Luke 4:18-19 to deal with those who have been broken, crushed inside. And that's all of us at one point or another. Because as Isaiah says, Isaiah 61:3, without this healing, without this restoration, without this full redemption, the Lord does that we might be called trees of righteousness. Proverbs 18:14 says that, you know, the spirit of a person may sustain them in infirmity and physical sickness. You can deal with external things when the spirit is sound and whole, but when the spirit is hurt, when the spirit, the heart is crushed, then there's the inability to walk in destiny. And so the Lord Jesus comes to heal us at the deepest part, to restore us so that we can walk in victory and empower and truly proclaim the gospel. So that's what Here Comes Joy is all about.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to ask if each of you would take time now specifically to pray for our listeners that they would be able to hear and receive that which the Spirit of God wants to give and share with them throughout this broadcast. Would each of you pray for that?
Yes. Yes. Father God, we thank you for every listener. We thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful, God. We pray today that you would open up our spiritual eyes and ears, that we would hear, Lord, exactly what you are speaking over each of us. All of the treasures of wisdom are found in you, God. So we ask today that you would speak to the heart of each of our listeners. Lord, you know where they're at. You know exactly what each of us needs. So we pray every need would be met. As we know, Lord, the answer to everything that we are going through is found in you and your incredible word. We bless our listeners today to hear what you are saying in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we know that your desire for us is the desire for wholeness, to know you in fullness, to know you in spirit and in truth. Lord Jesus, you said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone opens, I will come in and dine." Dining, Lord, we understand in the covenant sense is the most intimate act. It's the sharing of the whole self in union. You desire to know us in our deepest parts, Father. You desire to restore us in our deepest parts. You desire to fellowship with us in the most intimate way. So, Lord, we're asking that the listeners today hear that call and find strength in you to answer that call into a fellowship that is life-defining, life-transforming, a walk with you from which flow the rivers of life evermore. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, as we begin, would you share the message and the meaning behind the title of the ministry, Here Comes Joy?
Yes. Well, as Jarrett said, we're called to minister the gospel, equip the body of Christ, but also, very important from Isaiah 61, bring deliverance to the captives, minister breakthrough, and also, one incredible factor spiritually is when folks get broken through and broken free from strongholds, from oppression, from childhood trauma, what often ends up happening is they get filled with joy. In meetings, people will break out in joy when they get broken free. And sometimes a whole section of people will be filled with the joy of the Lord, because once that stronghold, once the enemy is kicked out of their life and kicked out of their heart or wherever he found residence, then Jesus can come. And when he comes, he brings joy. He brings peace. He brings resurrection power. Mm-hmm. And so the joy of the Lord becomes their strength.
Right.
It's
okay.
It's a beautiful thing. And it's a supernatural touch from God.
Yes.
We'll pick up right there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. And our phone guests today are Jarrett and Sandy. Excuse me, Jarrett and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise. back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Like a river running wild, like a never-ending fire. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, it's your name that tears down walls.
Music from Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jarrett and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And Jarrett and Sandy, you all have a book that's about to come out. Tell our listeners about the book, which is, of course, similar to the title of your ministry as well, the book and the mission and message behind the book as well.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Joseph. The book is called Here Comes Joy. It comes out the beginning of September this year. And it starts out with, it's a memoir. And it's about my growing up in childhood in neglect, rebellion, from invisibility, trauma, and encounters with the Holy Spirit. It's a very honest book with a lot of biblical wisdom. And, you know, it's also the story that my healing didn't come all at once. I had to press. I had to continue on. And, you know, there's that scripture, the kingdom of God suffers into the violence, take it by force. I had to not give up and not give in. I had to be proactive about it. And it was not easy. So healing came from a series of divine intervention, inner healing, the love of Jesus Christ, the word of God. And how, you know, it's the story of Jesus meeting me. He didn't just patch my wounds, but he rewrote my identity. And he's called all of us to not ignore where we've been. Some of us have maybe felt unseen, unworthy, too broken for God to ever use us. This book is for you, for our listeners. Some of us have been through a lot more than others. And Pastor Joseph, my story is a story of just serious trauma, a lot of devastation, many devastating losses within 1 year of life, losing my brother, my sister, my ex-husband, so many tragedies, and how God brought me through that. Not just for the sake of bringing me through that, but for the sake of now that the enemy is under my feet, turning and helping rescue and save and bring healing to others through the power of Jesus Christ. The 12th chapter is my favorite chapter, and that is where I met my incredible husband here at Ellis. It's the miracle story of how 17 years of being divorced, through so many trials and challenges, needing lots of inner healing, God brought Jarrett through many miracles. And so this book is for anyone who loves a story of redemption, anyone who needs to know that Jesus Christ still works miracles. I pray that my journey, that Jarrett's journey, would minister and encourage every single one who reads it.
Mm. Well, if someone wants to get a copy of the book, you said it comes out in September. How would they do that?
Yes. Well, they'll be able to find it on Amazon, of course. And it's called Here Comes Joy, and it'll be under my name, Sandy Ellis. Also, right now, if you'd like to be on our list for notification to receive the book or a signed copy, you can get it at herecomesjoy.com/book, or just go to the website and you'll also see the link there.
All right. Well, it sounds like a very powerful book, and I definitely look forward to reading it as well. So, but you were going to share, I think, some of the specific testimonials from it and kind of expound on those?
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of our favorite stories is a story of a young lady who I called Bella, and it actually coincides with your mission as well, Pastor Joseph, which is the pro-life, the ministry, protection, preservation of babies in the womb. And so in 2014, I met a young lady who we'll call Bella. The Lord sent her to me through some pastors, and she was very broken. She would often be beaten up by her father and severely beaten up. And the Lord brought her into my life to minister to her, to become friends with her, to encourage her to get out of her home. She was a grown adult, able to leave. And there was a day that we had lunch, and the Lord showed me that not only did her father beat her, but he abused her. And as a result of that, she was pregnant. And so we were living in California at the time, and this precious young lady was so courageous, but she was so very broken and full of shame based on, you know, what continued to happen in her household time and time again. She was deathly afraid to leave. So we had a whole entire church backing and praying for her, and still the fear gripped her. So one day at lunch, she divulged that she was pregnant, and it was from the abuse of her father that was continual. And she felt she wanted to get an abortion. And we were at lunch, and she asked my advice. She said, "Listen, the California laws today are you go so many months, and then after a certain point you can't get in. There's a limitation. I can't get an abortion." She said, "I want to, because this baby, this would," she didn't feel it would be a safe thing. She felt so much shame about it, and she didn't know how she could ever raise a child after these circumstances. And so she asked my advice, what should she do? And this is after months of ministering to her, praying for her, loving her, building trust with her, not pushing her and telling her what to do, just providing the love of Jesus to her. And I felt the Holy Spirit in that moment say, "Don't tell her what to do. Ask me." And so at lunch, I reached my hand across the table, and we said the most simple prayer, that, "Lord, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, and he will freely give without reproach. So would you please give Bella your wisdom, your understanding, your heart for this child?" She knew it was a boy. "And make it clear that it's from you, God, not my answer, but yours." That night, we were headed to church with Dr. Michelle Corral in California, a powerful minister. And we sat in the back because Bella had bruises all over her face from the abuse. And we just, you know, Dr. Corral opened up the ministry, and she said, "Tonight I'm going to minister on what God has placed in your womb." She meant spiritual womb, but God knew that that message was for us and for Bella. And she said, this message is so that no one in here would lose the baby God has put in your womb. No one would miscarry what God's placed within you." She preached all on that the whole night, you know, for like 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw Bella from the corner of my eye, and I saw her just melt. The mm-hmm. Holy Spirit did something. He's transforming her. It was the greatest miracle ever. I didn't mm-hmm. answer her. Jesus did. Mm-hmm. And at the time, while Dr. Corral was ministering, Bella asked the Lord, I found out later, she said, "God, I don't want her to come give me a word." She was too full of shame to be brought into the spotlight. But she said, "Would you give me a personal word?" Dr. Curl, at the end of the message, she went around and gave prophetic words to individuals. But then she went back up to the pulpit and said, "There is the Lord's giving this one word for somebody in here. You know who you are. Yes, a baby was saved. A baby's life was saved because of this message. Somebody give God praise." Mm. And so, yes, it was beautiful. We got back to the car. There were no words. I had nothing to say. Jesus did it all. Jesus mm-hmm. did the work. We got mm-hmm. back to the car, and Bella gently turned. And you could hear a pin drop in our car. She gently turned and said, "That was for me. Mm-hmm. I know that was God. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give this baby up for adoption." Mm-hmm. It was the most beautiful miracle. Within a couple of weeks, Bella got the courage to pack up her things while her father was at work and drive out of state, you know, many, many states over, to stay with a loved one. And within a couple of months, she went to sign the baby up for adoption. Mm-hmm. And there's one more amazing miracle piece to this story. I was on the fence about pro-life because I knew God was for the unborn. I knew that. But when it was in a delicate situation like this, like rape or incest, that very small percentage, which you know very well about. I wasn't sure because I would think to myself, if this were me, I don't know if I'd be able to handle that. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't tell somebody what to do. So in my heart of hearts, I didn't really know and feel securely that God, you know, that was God's will. Mm-hmm. But Bella calls a couple months later, living out of state now. She called one day very sad, and she said, I went and signed up the baby for adoption. Can you please pray? Because I'm overwhelmed with sadness and grief. Mm-hmm. So I was in the car. I began to pray. And the Holy Spirit just kicked in after a couple minutes. And I felt the Lord say, this young baby, God has his hand on this young man. God has ordained him like Jeremiah, ordained him a Jeremiah, a prophet to the nations. And he will take care of him. And he will be powerful in Jesus Christ. And Bella began to weep and sob and cry. A couple minutes later, she said, I never told you this. I never told you this. She said, when I went to sign the baby up to be adopted, they gave me a notebook and they asked if I would like to name him. And she said, I named him Jeremiah.
Praise God.
The rest is history. Jesus, the power of Jesus Christ. That gave me, that was my personal coming to Jesus moment as to how God feels about every life. Mm. Every life has dignity. Every life has God's imprint on it. In Psalm 139, the Lord says he's written about us in our book. Mm-hmm. So that young baby, God's hand is on him. God's DNA and fingerprint are written all over him. Amen. It is God's will for that baby not only to live but to flourish and walk in the call of God on his life. Only Jesus Christ, Pastor Joseph.
Would you, whatever's on your heart to pray for, would you lift that matter or those matters up in prayer, each of you, please?
Yes. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the miracles. That, Lord, if sometimes if we would just get out of the way, Lord, you show up. Yes. So we pray for every one of our listeners, Lord, wherever their heart is, even regarding the life matter. Maybe someone's carrying a precious one in their womb and they're confused. They're not sure, or maybe some of us are not sure how to counsel and guide. Lord, we pray that you would break us through today. That, Lord, you would give us wisdom. You would give us understanding. That, Lord, this is not a matter. This is your heart. These are your words, God. For children, for babies, for the unborn, we pray, God, that for those who have not had their coming to Jesus moment, Lord, we pray, God, that you would clearly speak, open up the eyes of our understanding as to where your heart is for life. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for a breakthrough, even as a result of this radio show today. God, we pray that you would just touch people with your zeal. Give us a heart that beats after you, God, for every matter, for every situation. This is not political. This is your word, and this is your heart. Open up the eyes, God, of everyone listening. Open up our ears in Jesus' name to hear what you are saying, God. Touch. And those who are carrying life, we bless those babies. We bless them, God. Those who counsel others, we bless them with the words of eternal life. What you say, Jesus, even as the disciples said, Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. Give us the words of eternal life today, God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, your word is clear, more clear. Children are a blessing from the Lord. Children are a blessing from the Lord. Children are a blessing from the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Lord, we declare that every child, Father, within reach of this broadcast is a blessing. That includes those of us, Father, who have grown from childhood into adulthood. Lord, open our hearts to understand in the creation of each one of us, you've declared us to be a blessing. You've declared us to be, Lord, in your eyes, good. You've declared, Father God, that we are precious to you. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, I'm asking that you open the eyes of our understanding, open our hearts to see you as our Father, to see that, Lord, every single one of us is here by your will. No accidents, no mistakes. that we were created, Father God, for your pleasure. We were created to know your joy. We were created to know your fellowship. Bring us, Lord God, into alignment with your heart, understanding that you are our Father and that you have called us to a great and mighty and wonderful destiny to glorify you in our lives and everything that we say, do, think, or feel.
Yes.
And there are no throwaways.
Hallelujah.
Each one of us is precious in your sight so much so, Lord Jesus, that you came to die for every single one of us because you could not spare a single one. Each of us is too precious, Lord God, and you will not do without us. Help us to understand, Father God, our identity as your precious ones. And so be so on fire, Lord God, with the love of you that we embrace those who are vulnerable, those who cannot defend themselves, those who have no voice of their own, the unborn and those yet who are children, Father God, who we need to protect and we need to guard and we need to value and we need to bless and we need to lift up to you. That we all may know, Father God, the everlasting joy of your fellowship in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, thank you for us as your church. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace. Empower us more and more to have your heart for those unborn children in our land. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Jarrett and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back. Music of Brian and Katie Torwalt with He is the Light. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jarrett and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And Sandy just finished sharing a powerful testimonial from the book. Jarrett and Sandy, did you all want to share another testimonial from the, or about in relation to the message of the book as well?
Yes, Pastor. We would love to, and really focusing on the importance of healing, inner healing. That's a topic that, you know, sometimes people aren't particularly comfortable speaking about. It's you have to be healed and whole on the inside. But Jesus places great emphasis on wholeness of heart and healing of heart in Luke 4, verse 18. He specifically says that part of the gospel, a core of his gospel ministry, is healing the brokenhearted. And why is that important? Well, Proverbs 18:14 again says that a person whose heart, inner self, has been wounded cannot stand and hold up and face the challenges that come our way in life. Yet Jesus teaches us that the kingdom of God suffers much violence and the violent take it by force. So it's important, it's crucial, it's vital that we be whole in our hearts, in our spirits, so that we are ready for the rigors of the battle of taking the kingdom, taking territory for the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we have a testimony to that effect of a young woman who's been in Sandy's life as an inner healing
person, client, who came from tremendous brokenness, abuse and childhood trauma, just the kinds of things that would understandably crush the spirit. She's grown closer and closer to God, has received deeper and deeper healing, has come to a place of wholeness, such that she shared a testimony with us recently that we think is very encouraging. Did you want to give the details of that?
Yes, absolutely. And she really just reminds me of the words of, I've fought the good fight. I'm finishing the race. I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. This young lady came as a client years ago. And she's young, in her 20s. She had severe childhood trauma, the type of trauma that would cripple someone. Her voice was stolen. She was not seen. She suffered several injustices. And she came for inner healing. She came time and time and time again. Mm-hmm. Financially, she wasn't in the best place. Of course, I worked with her. Finances aren't an issue for God, because God owns everything. And so I want to encourage every person that if that's the reason that you're not pressing forth toward inner healing, God is not broke. So there are many organizations that provide inner healing, including HereComesJoy.com, and work with people who do not have the finances. Many ministries have partners that can help with that. And so this young lady pressed and pressed and pressed, and she had every excuse. She could have used every excuse to not move forward because of what she's been through, and people would we would have all understood, but she didn't do that. She got in a good Bible-based church as well. In addition, she entered into, she found safe, authentic communities who would love her and support her. And years went by and she didn't give up. And what happened was she began in her healing here with Here Comes Joy. And the Lord gave her a word beforehand that God was sending her to a ministry where she was going to find the breakthrough of a lifetime. And she would never be the same again. Well, it was really the first step she took, because when we take the steps, God adds to us.
Yes.
So God then brought her into a great church. God then brought her into a safe, wonderful community where she was nourished and fed and watered and loved unconditionally. And she began to put up boundaries, which was a big deal for someone who's been so wounded. Oftentimes we have no boundaries. We can become people pleasers, especially with severe wounding. And she began to put up boundaries and protect the presence of God in her, protect the anointing of God on her life. She began to get in the Word, get in the Word, get in the Word. Pastor Joseph, this radio show is so powerful and strong in the Word, and it changed and transformed her life. And a couple of years have gone by. She's been healed in her body. She has been healed of the trauma she's been through. And recently she sent Jarrett and I this message. And she said she's been in ministry meetings where the Holy Spirit, where Jesus met her and poured oil on her head. And immediately she walked into a room where there were people in a ministry, and she had a headache. An instant headache came on her, and the Holy Spirit gave her the wisdom. Someone in here has a headache, and you're going to pray for them, and I'm going to heal them. And that's exactly what happened. She stepped out in faith. She pushed past her insecurity of, is this you, God? Is this going to be okay? And she did it. And then she went from person to person and began praying for people, and they got set free and healed and delivered. And we know that's just the beginning. But our sweet, precious young friend, she's not the only one that God's doing these miracles, and God's performing. He's watching over his word in our life to perform it. So we want to encourage every listener today, do not give up. Do not, go to a place to get healing or therapy or wherever it is that God sends you, and go to one, two, or three sessions and give up and say, I'm not better yet. I'm not free. It's taken me, I'm in my 50s now. And it's literally taken Pastor Joseph 50 years. I've been pressing, a lot of times struggling, stumbling, falling, tripping, but sometimes stumbling, but stumbling forward. And probably in the last 20 years, I've been really pressing forth with inner healing, not giving up. In fact, when Jarrett and I got married, we made a decision that we would not give up on searching out inner healing because we've both been through some very difficult things in our life. And even this very year, I have received the greatest healing of my lifetime, and it is in the book of something that happened to me when I was young. In the summers, I'd be sent to Arkansas by my mom, and she didn't know, but I suffered severe trauma, and the Lord waited many years to bring that up to protect me because it was too much. Sometimes it's too much. And so if that's you, if you've been through some things, our listeners, do not give up. Press forth. Like Paul said, I fought the good fight, right? I finished the race. I've kept the faith. We cannot give up short of what God's going to do. I believe that if you would put forth the effort, if you would pray and give God permission to heal you in any way he sees fit, let him guide you on that journey. He will do it. He will do it. God is faithful. And he is the God of Isaiah 61, who heals the brokenhearted. Who heals the brokenhearted, that's right, who sets captives free, who will give you the oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, we live in a world where in so many ways, many people are much like the man in the parable of the Good Samaritan. They've been beat up and left on the side of the road for dead. And such a need for, obviously, for we, the church, to be so much more passionate about reaching out, being not like the priest or the Levite, but being like the Samaritan who has great compassion to reach out. Yet at the same time, as you point out, the need, there is a need for people to pursue our Heavenly Father, who is Jehovah Rapha, our healer as well, because he's ready to heal. Would you all both pray about that, for the church to do what we've been called to do, and our time is almost gone, but also just for people to really pursue from their heart what they can do as well.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Father, there are character traits that you can use in those that you refuse, that don't allow you an opportunity to be who you are, to be God in our lives. So, Lord, I'm asking for special grace right now for those of us who are carrying wounds that maybe we're ashamed of, wounds that we wish weren't there, wounds that we rather ignore instead of giving them to you. I'm asking for, Lord, a special move of grace by your Spirit to open and deepen and expand humility in our hearts, and also a passionate love for you that will not allow us to keep any part hidden from you. Lord, I'm asking you to move upon our hearts so that we open our full selves to you out of an overriding and all-consuming love to be joined and one with you and enjoy fellowship in all aspects of our being. No secrets. Nothing kept in the dark. But that we surrender all to you, so that you may be Lord, you may be Jehovah Rapha, our healer, that you may be our restorer and our redeemer, that we may be made complete and whole in you, fully equipped for your gospel ministry in the mighty name of Jesus, but even more, fully equipped to know life and know it more abundantly, to know joy and know it completely, to truly be set ablaze for you, Lord God, as burning witnesses of your goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless our listeners today. We thank you, God, as Jarrett prayed for the grace upon others. Lord, I'm going to pray for those who need to take up our bed and walk. There is something of action, of being proactive, that, Lord, you're calling us to do. We pray that you would open up our eyes and that we would see it, God. For those who have maybe allowed sin to come into our life, Jesus found that same man who he said, take up your bed and walk, and he was completely healed. Jesus found him later in the temple, and he said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Lord, we pray for those who have allowed sin into their life, And we know what that means, that the enemy comes, doesn't come but to kill, steal, and destroy. So, Lord, we pray that you would give us understanding. Give us revelation, Lord, where what we've allowed into our life is devouring us. Maybe our families, maybe things from our forefathers in the bloodline. We pray for healing upon your people, God, that we would have the courage and the boldness, just like our young friend did, to put up boundaries and kick sin out of our life. In the name of Jesus, God.
Amen. Our phone guests today have been Jarrett and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And our time is just about gone here. But as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, we invite you to, from your heart, pray this prayer and fully commit your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to make that step, would you pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You love me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent of all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live for you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Please pray much for Jarrett and Sandy Ellis and the work and the mission and ministry of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And when the book Here Comes Joy comes out, hope that you will prayerfully look at getting that book. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.